The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, men must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismisses her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, marriages another commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Just to invite you, we praise the Lord, today is my anniversary of the priesthood, 1972. And my first Mass is in this parish, because I was an altar boy here and I joined the seminary, sent by that ex-parish priest, Father Orlando. And so true, when I entered seminary, my first thought is, I cannot get married. That's what the gospel is saying. Some you have to, for the kingdom of God, you have to renounce. It was not easy. All through these 44 years priesthood, there are attractions, otherwise you are not a man. But with the grace of God, and especially His intervention, we have to get out of all these relationships. And I understood why Jesus, through the church, through the diocese, sent me here and there, different parishes and different places. I was, I was in Canada for 6 years. And that's why God is working through our passages. So towards Him, through the priesthood, to serve, and also being served by the people. In fact, people is helping me more than I help people. It's so true. God's grace is always, it's a communion. It's one body, one church, one Christ in us. When there is a kind of union, kind of unity among us, there is always the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's, it gives the nights to you and to me. It's so true. Where there is love, there is God. But when I was a student in Rome, there was a famous theologian, a Protestant theologian. He said, "God is dead." But at that time, I couldn't understand, how can God be dead? But it's so true today. All our culture, even Christian countries, they all voted for divorce, for same-sex marriage, for all things that are prohibited by the gospel, we do it. Even Hong Kong now, it's coming to the laws of giving the privilege, now of course not yet same-sex marriage, but kind of, you know, if you say something against different opinions, then you're against the law. You go to jail. We cannot preach anymore in the future. Openly on one, what Jesus is teaching. Families, one man and one woman. And when I was still in Canada, the application form, they don't say the name of the husband or name of the wife. They have called first applicant, second applicant. That means those who apply for marriage, it's okay. You can apply man for man, woman for woman. They don't care. Because you are the first applicant and the second applicant. That's a status. They don't care you are man or woman. With man or woman, they don't care. You see, this is our life. Unfortunately, see. So we have to pray. And that's Our Lady in heaven, always inviting us to pray more, pray hard for our world. It's so sad. And we need to have faith, especially this moment, you know. So we let us pray for one another, and also I invite you to pray for me. We can continue to do the service for the Lord.